The basic information which we're going to provide is still relevant and accurate. It's just maybe a little different in the atmosphere of said farmers markets based on where you're at in the country and the government and agency that's overseeing those based on what has happened in the last 2 years.
Right. So most of them, I think, are pretty much back to quote unquote normal. But I guess we'll find out because like where we are in the
Southwest Wisconsin, Milwaukee area.
Southeast,
yes. The other direction.
Most of them are outside. There is a winter farmers market, and that was something that I think continued throughout the entire, last couple of years. But anyway,
What do you need to know if you've never gone to a farmers market or you've gone and maybe you want to kind of, refresh yourself on this?
Well, I would encourage anybody to go, and I would also encourage you to bring cash. I know some, with a lot of these mobile payment devices, whatnot, farmers could be taking cards, but sometimes they have to pay fees on those. So in order, to hopefully keep costs down all around, I would recommend bringing cash.
Yeah, we'll get into that. First, when you get to, first of all, how do you find out if there is a farmer's market in your area?
Sure. So you can do a lot of searching. You can just go to your local search, your favorite search engine, and put in farmer's market and your zip code or your town, and you should be able to find it that way. There's also a website called localharvest.org, and you can find farmer's markets there. You can find a lot of farm-to-table type food as well, but farmer's markets, that's a good resource. If you have a local co-op, organic food co-op, or organic food store, sometimes they have resources.
Just ask around.
Well. Yeah, just ask around. Coworkers, neighbors, family, friends. You might just see a poster at a local community center. It's pretty easy, when you're kind of looking to find them. But the one thing when you get there is you definitely want to shop around. You might see, right away when you walk in, three peppers for $3 or something. Maybe look around and see if you can find a better deal or better looking peppers or whatever.
Also, just like anything, if you buy in volume, you can probably get a better deal. If you don't, if you're looking for 10 or 15 peppers because you're doing a dish or you're canning them and they're three for a dollar, talk to the farmer and go, hey, I'm looking for 15 and here's what it would be if I buy. Can we make a deal?
And sometimes you have to make a deal and then come back next week, especially maybe if they don't have they didn't bring a lot of produce or they just brought, what they thought that they typically sell. Sometimes you might have to plan ahead. I know a lot of people will do that with tomatoes.
And this stuff's harvested that morning or late the previous night. This stuff's not been harvested for 3 or 4 days and sat in a refrigerator. This stuff is most of the time has been harvested very soon before you have you buy it and bring it home.
Correct. That's absolutely correct. And one thing you want to keep in mind is that sometimes farmers markets get to become sellers markets or community markets, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you can find one that's a little bit more simple and smaller, at times if you're just looking for vegetables and other sort of things that you're going to consume, it's not a bad idea to kind of look around, especially if one fits in your schedule better than the other one.
And even with the economy as it is right now with inflation, all that, you can still take a $20 bill to a farmer's market and get about twice as much as you would if you went to the grocery store.
Yes, you can.
No question about it.
Right. And a lot of times if you're not sure about something, maybe they're selling something like ground cherries. You've never had ground cherries. They'll let you sample them. And sometimes they encourage you to sample them.
Because they don't want you to buy them after the effort they've put in. And then you take it home and go, I don't like this, and throw it away, even though they don't know that's what you're doing. It's just, let's not waste anything that we don't have to.
Right.
And we talked about bringing cash. There are some that offer the EBT or the low-income funding card.
Like the EBT or the SNAP.
Yeah. Right.
So a lot of times what they'll do is they'll say, like, how much do you want to use towards your EBT or from your EBT towards the market? And then the people who house the market will give you cash to spend at the farmer's market off of your EBT.
Right. But again, cash is the best way to go because like anything in life, if you pay cash, you probably are going to get a little better deal because there's no service fees. Just that's the way the world works. Bring your own carrying item, whether it's a bag or a box or a bucket or whatever. Because you would think, well, why would I want to bring my own when I can just – it's another thing I got to carry with the kids and the diaper bag.
Most of the farmers pay for their own bags, mm-hmm. their own plastic bags or whatever. And maybe, you know, maybe they just hold on to their bags from the store that week, whatever. But they still have to supply those to you somehow. So if you bring your own and they don't have to supply those bags, again, it's helping keep their costs down.
Right. And we talked about the EBT and the SNAP there. Now, people may think, well, a farmer's market is just vegetables that are currently – that I could be growing in my garden right now. So what's the point of going if I've already got tomatoes and peppers? Well, do you have cauliflower and broccoli and cabbage? You can go and get things in which are much more cost-effective in order to buy locally than to grow in your backyard. For example, sweet corn at the peak of the summer – it's about 12 to 25 cents based on where you're at in our area per ear. I cannot grow sweet corn for 25 cents an ear. I can go buy a whole bucket full of it for a couple of dollars and be well better off growing other items in the garden that make quite a bit more weight or items, you know, tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, then growing one stalk of corn that maybe will get an ear and a half on it.
Right. And you're absolutely correct. Another thing is as I had mentioned, you can also find other things, that, other consumables, other whole food ingredients. I've bought, you know, oats for oatmeal at the farmer's market, flour, meat, bison meat. So there might be things that you want to support a local grower, farmer, food
entrepreneur.
I don't know what you call somebody who raises meat, a farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rancher, whatever. And you might be able to support them or even get information like, hey, I don't want to buy this bison meat now, but do you sell it wholesale? Do you sell it at a certain store? Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Or can I come to the farm and buy a large quantity of it? And the other thing, and you can go either way on this, if you go to a farmer's market and they're selling meat, it's going to be most likely frozen. Sometimes it's not necessarily fresh based on because of the laws and all the stuff. It's got to be frozen, doesn't it? Or what's the
– I'm not really sure.
Let's go with it's got to be frozen for this reason. You can go and get that first, put it in the bottom of your bag or your cooler bag, and then put your vegetables on top of it to keep your vegetables cool until you get back home. It's a little ice pack type thing going on there.
Yeah, that's smart too. And again, you can talk to the farmers. You can figure out maybe you want to buy like 15 pounds of whatever meat.
We've done 15 pounds of tomatoes before. We've done – well, I got a deal on sweet corn a few years back, $8 for 25 ears because
right.
They had so much that they were getting rid of it. And I forget what the name of it was, but it wasn't labeled sweet corn. I forget what – and I said, just sweet corn. We've just got so much of it, we got to get rid of it. I said, right. Okay, here's my $8, and I got a nice box that came with it too.
So, yeah, you don't be afraid. You know, that's what the farmers are there for. They want to encourage you to purchase what they're selling and also feel comfortable about it and keep coming back.
Right. And speaking about having what you want there, Walton's also has what you need at Walton's Incorporated, Walton's Inc., of all the cooking tools, supplies, spices, meat packing, all that. Walton's has it all and a whole lot more.
Yeah. You know, we know where you care about. You care about where your food comes from. At Walton's, you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way to your high standards. Do you want to make snack sticks that people will actually like? Walton's created MeatGistics.com. It's an informational site with a community of over 15,000 users to help give their opinion and guidance on meat processing issues and tips. They also have meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers. All of that is at waltonsinc.com. This can make you help you go from animal to edible. Walton's is everything but the meat. If you use code GROW50, you save 10% off of orders of $50 or more and get free shipping.
And they just if you want seasonings or kitchen utensils, they have that too. Again, GROW50 to get 10% off your order of $50 or more and get free shipping.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.